الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Hadith. As usual, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our silsila. Wa an Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل الكعبة هو وأسامة بن زيد وعثمان بن طلحة الحجبي وبلال بن رباح فأغلقها عليه ومكث فيها فسألت بلالا حين خرج ما صنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال جعل عمودا عن يساره وعمودين عن يمينه وثلاثة أعمدة وراءه وكان البيت يومئذ على ستة أعمدة ثم صلى متفق عليه. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Usama bin Zaid and Uthman bin Talha and Hazrat Bilal, they all entered Ka'batullah Sharif and the door was closed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They stayed in Ka'batullah for a while. When they came out, I asked Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in Ka'batullah? He replied, he kept one pillar on the left side and two pillars on the right side, and three pillars were behind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat in Ka'batullah Sharif at that particular point. This hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, which means this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari. Hazrat Uthman bin Talha Hajabi. Hazrat Uthman bin Talha is Qarshi and he belongs to tribe Shaiba. And he was the key keeper of Ka'batullah. On the day of conquering Makkatul Mukarrama, which is known as Fatah Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the key of Kaaba. And he said that, keep the key and this will remain with you forever. Therefore, till today, the key of Ka'batullah is in the progeny or in the family of Hazrat Uthman bin Talha Qarashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah azawajal, the key will remain in that family till the day of Qiyamah. His nasl, his progeny will not come to an end. And many oppressing rulers also ruled Makkatul Mukarrama in their times, like Yazid and Hajjaj bin Yusuf. But they also did not take the key of Ka'batullah from that family. He passed away in 42 years of Hijrah. Hazrat Bilal, O Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they closed the door of Kaaba from inside, or they locked it. So the large number of people must not enter in Kaabatullah at that time, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted some time quiet and alone and perform salat in Kaabatullah. From this hadith mubarakah we learn that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat in Kaabatullah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this happening with his own eyes. This happened on the day of Fatah Makkah. And from this hadith mubarakah we learn that any type of namaz is allowed inside Kaabatullah, whether it is nafli namaz or whether it is farz namaz. And this is the madhab of Ahnaf, or this is the Hanafi madhab. According to Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inside Kaabatullah only nafl salat is allowed, fard is not allowed. And according to Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that if the door of Kaabatullah is open, then facing towards the door, it is not jais to perform salat. So according to him, one should close the door as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed the door and then perform salat. Then only salat would be correct. And there is a little difference of opinion of jurist imams. There's a beautiful story that Hazrat Uthman bin Talha, he was the key keeper of Kaabatullah even before he became Muslim. He says, before the Fatah Makkah, or before the Hijrat, or the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I used to open Kaabatullah every Monday and every Thursday. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me and he said to me, O Uthman, open the door of Kaaba for me. And I became abusive towards him. I insulted him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very tolerant. He was very calm and very cool. And then he said, O Uthman, soon that time is coming that this key will be in my hands, and I will grant this key to whomsoever I wish and I want. I said, if this happened, the Quraysh will be destroyed and Kaaba will be demolished. Sarkari do Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, by the owner of Kaaba, mean by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Kaaba will be shining on that day and its honor will be increased on that day. And Hazrat Usman bin Talha says that on that day, I was certain that this is going to happen. Because whatever is said from this tongue, that is always proven to be the truth, and this is going to happen. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perform the Qaza Umrah in the Dhi Qa'da of 7th Hijri, I saw his pomp and glory, and condition of my heart was changed. My heart accepted Islam. I tried to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I was unable to reach to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to Madinatul Munawwara. And one day I was restless. And during the night in darkness, I ran towards Madinatul Munawwara from Makkah. And on my way, I met Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And they were in the same condition. They were also going to Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of accepting Islam. And he says, we three of us reached there and we made bayat on the blessed hand of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we became Muslims. Then on the day of Fatah Makkah, in the month of Ramadan, in 8th Hijri, all three of us, we came to Makkatul Mukarramah together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is the key? Hadrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu desired that the key should be given to me. So I was unable to request that, Ya Rasulullah, give me the key. And I was thinking that Hazrat Abbas is the relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he might be favored, and I'm deprived from that opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abbas to give me the key. And then he said, where is Usman? I said, I'm here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the key to me. Subhanallah. This was a wonderful story which we learned, that even though Hazrat Usman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu denied the access to Ka'batullah upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but today when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the conqueror, when he is powerful, and luckily Hazrat Usman bin Talha also became Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Usman, this key will stay with you and this will stay in your family, and your family must always look after Ka'batullah. You are the custodians, you are the mujawars of Ka'batullah. وعن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة في مسجدي هذا خير من ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام متفق عليه. This hadith is in Bukhari and in Muslim. This is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that to perform one namaz in this masjid, which is Masjid al-Nabawi, it is better than 1,000 namazes or salats which are performed in any other masjid except the Masjid al-Haram, the masjid at Ka'batullah. We learn from this hadith mubarakah that namaz which is performed in Masjid al-Nabawi is 1,000 times more worthy of thawab except the namaz in Masjid al-Haram or in Ka'batullah. Also keep in mind, the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only that area which was originally constructed at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, all additions and extensions which are being done to Masjid al-Nabawi, all are regarded as Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all is called Masjid al-Nabawi. So in any part of that masjid, even after extensions, when one performs salat, he will get that reward and he will get that thawab. But the original masjid, where the masjid was at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is more thawab. And particularly to perform salat in Rawdatul Jannah, the place which is regarded as garden from the gardens of paradise, the thawab is much greater and much bigger. And also keep in mind that when you perform salat in Masjid al-Nabawi, the more closer you are to the Rawda Mubarak, to the Qabr Sharif of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to your qurb and your closeness, your thawab will increase. Although the thawab in Masjid al-Haram is bigger in numbers or in quantity, but the thawab of Masjid al-Nabawi is greater and bigger in quality, in qurb, and in the nearness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and in acceptance. That is the reason that Sahaba Ikram, whether they were Muhajireen or they were Ansar, they stayed in Madinatul Munawwara and they accepted and preferred to perform their salats in Masjid al-Nabawi, because of this reason that the quality of this amal is much greater, and this causes the qurb and the nearness of the blessed and the merciful court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. According to Hazrat Qazi Ayaz and Mullah Ali Qari and Allama Shami and many other great scholars and mashayikh rahimahumullah ta'ala, the inside area of the qabr of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is directly touching the blessed body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that area is greater than Ka'batullah. Even that area is greater than the arsh, the throne of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So more close you are to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your thawab will increase. So in any masjid in the world, if you are on the right side of the imam, you will get more thawab. And if in Masjid al-Nabawi you are on the left side of the imam, you will get more thawab. Because by being left side of the imam, you are more close to the blessed qabr, to the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why your thawab increases. Subhanallah. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد مسجد الحرام والمسجد الأقصى ومسجدي هذا متفق عليه. This hadith is also in Sahih Muslim and in Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه reports and he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that except for three masajid, do not tighten your saddles. That is a seat which you tighten or which you keep on the back of a camel. And that is a sign that you are traveling. In other words, that don't travel except for three masajid. One is Masjid-e-Haram, and the other one is Masjid-e-Aqsa, and the third one is this masjid. The meaning of this hadith mubarakah is that except for these three masajid, do not travel to any other masjid with the niyat or with the intention that if you go and perform your salat in that masjid, you will get more thawab. Because these are the three masajid where there is more thawab. All other masajid are equal in thawab when you perform namaz in them. Some people, they have misunderstood this hadith-e-mubarakah. They say that every journey, every traveling besides the traveling of these three masajid is haram and is not permitted. So therefore, according to them, if you travel for urs, if you travel for ziyarat-e-qabur, visiting grave, all that is haram. Then the question arises that a journey for business would also be haram because that journey is not for these three masajid. Then the journey for treatment would also be haram. Then the journey to meet family and relatives would also be haram. Then the journey to learn ilm-e-deen would also be haram. So that is the incorrect meaning and misunderstanding that some people have, that you can only travel for these three masajid and you cannot travel for any other reason or for any other purpose. Actually, if we adopt this understanding, then this is against Quran as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Fasiru fil ardi, fanzuru kayfa kana aqibatul mukaththibin, that you should travel in the earth and see the end and anjam of those who belie or who are liars. Hazrat Allama Shami rahmatullah ta'ala alayh writes in the chapter of Ziyarat of Qubur that except for these three masajid, the thawab in every other masjid is equal, no more, no less. So therefore, one should not decide this from his own side that if I go and perform namaz in that masjid, there'll be more thawab. So that is not jais, that is incorrect. But this does not mean that to travel for any masjid in the world except for these three masajid is not permitted or it is haram. This issue is relating to masajid only. As far as to visit the mizarat of awliya Allah is concerned, that has different merits and different standards and different sawab. It depends how sincere you are. It depends how powerful that wali of Allah is and how much beneficence and how much barakah and how much faiz you attract and it is being transmitted to you. That is a different issue altogether. So because of this hadith mubarakah, people should not stop traveling to the mizarat of awliya Allah, because at the mizarat of awliya Allah there's always rain of mercy which is being showered upon and you can benefit from that. Wa an abi hurairata qala qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ma bayna bayti wa minbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah wa minbari ala hawdi muttafaqun alayh. This hadith is also reported by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that all that area which is between my house and my pulpit, minbar, this is garden from the gardens of paradise. And my pulpit is on top of my pool or my house. In some narrations it is mentioned the area between my qabr and my pulpit, and in some narrations it is mentioned that the area between my hujra or my house and musalla. Musalla could also mean the masjid of musalla or masjid of Eid. And this could also mean the pulpit or the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house or hujra sharif or the qabr anwar is at that one particular place which we know as Gumbad-e-Khazra or the Green Dome. And Musalla is the mihrab, that arch shape. And the minbar, the pulpit, is also there. So this whole area is regarded as garden from the gardens of paradise. Ulama-i-Kiram have said that this place was in Jannat before, and it was brought from Jannatul Firdaus. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted His Khalil, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the black stone, that is Hajr-e-Aswad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this peace from Jannat for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to live, and his grave to be made at that place. And on the Day of Judgment, this area of Jannat would be lifted and taken back to Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. Also, keep in mind that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said that the halqas, or the gatherings of dhikrullah, and the grave of a believer is also a garden from the gardens of paradise. So there are so many different forms of paradise and jannats that are here on the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus in the dunya and in the akhirah as well. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith mubarakah, wa mimbari ala hawdi, that my mimbar, my pulpit, is on my pool. And which is the pool? There is the pool of Kawthar, which will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will saturate the thirsty hearts and thirsty mouths of his slaves and servants on that day, and he will intercede on their behalf. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's this Mimbar Sharif, which is in Masjid al-Nabawi now, the pulpit which is in Masjid al-Nabawi now, would be taken there and kept on top of House of Kawthar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there. وَعَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ قَالَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَأْتِي مَسْجِدَ قُبَى كُلَّ سَبْتٍ مَاشِيًا وَرَاكِبًا وَيُصَلِّي فِيهِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This hadith is also in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit Masjid-e-Quba every Saturday, sometimes riding and sometimes by foot. And he would read 2 rak'at salat in Masjid-e-Quba. Quba is an area or a village which is about 3 miles away from the main city of Madinatul Munawwara. And the masjid there is called Masjid-e-Quba. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, first he came to that area of Quba. And he stayed about 3 or 4 days, because he arrived on Monday, and then on Friday he left for the main city of Madinatul Munawwara. So in that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established a masjid in Quba. And this is the first masjid of Islam, that is Masjid-e-Quba. And in this masjid, Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physically worked to build the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram would bring stones and keep in the foundation of Masjid-e-Quba. And its area was marked with a very strange way and with a very strange style. When it was decided that the mosque would be built, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that someone should sit on my she-camel, and the she-camel will walk, and the area which the she-camel will cover, that would be the area where the mosque would be built. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala sat on the camel did not move. Then Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala sat on the camel. The she-camel started walking. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, leave the camel because the camel is being ordered. And the area which the she-camel covered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marked that area with a stick. And that's where the foundations of Masjid-e-Quba were put and established. Subhanallah. So, this was the masjid which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved so much that every Saturday he would come to visit that masjid and perform 2 rakat salat. And it is mentioned in some narrations that a person who makes wudu from Madinatul Munawwara and he comes to Masjid-e-Quba and he performs 2 nafl salat, he will get the thawab of Umrah. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the habit of many Hujjaj who go there and many Ahle Madina, that every Saturday they act upon this practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also learn that to go to the masajid of pious people, Buzurgan-e-Deen, it is recommended in Islam and it is mutabarrak, you get barakah, you get blessings. Masjid-e-Quba belong to Ansar, and Ansar, Sahaba-e-Kiram, they are beloveds of Allah, they are beloveds of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are Sahaba, they are pious people. So when you go there at that masjid which is mansoob and related to these pious personalities, your thawab is so great that when you go and perform 2 rak'at nafl salat in that masjid, the thawab is equal to Umrah. That is the reason that Hazrat Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to pay visit to Hazrat Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, because that was the place of a Waliullah, that was the place of a pious person, and he gained faiz and barakah and beneficence from Hazrat Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he gained so much that as an acknowledgement, he said some couplets which are on everybody's tongue. And that is, Ganj Baksh, Faiz-e-Alam, Mazhar-e-Noor-e-Khuda, Naqisan Ra Peer Kamil, Kamila Ra Rahnuma. That Ganj Baksh, Hazrat Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hajveri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, his beneficence is for the whole world. And he is so powerful that if any weak person comes to him, he will make him kamil. In other words, if incomplete person comes to him, he will make him complete. And if any complete person comes to him, he will make him a guide. He'll make him a leader of Muslims. So this we learn from this Hadith Mubarakah, that we should go to the places which have nisbat and relationship and connection with the pious people and go and do ibadat at those places. وعن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله اسواقها رواہ مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ رپورٹس دیٹ بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیڈ دیٹ دا موسٹ لوڈ پلیسز ان دا سٹیز بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ آر دا مساجد آف دیٹ سٹی آر دا ماسکس آف دیٹ سٹی اینڈ دا موسٹ ڈس لائک پلیسز آف اے سٹی آر دا مارکیٹ پلیسز آف دیٹ سٹی. Now the understanding of this hadith mubarakah is that because in masajid people make dhikrullah, they perform ibadat, they perform salat, and in bazaar, in the marketplace, people speak lies a lot, they're cheating each other, falsely praising their goods, they're doing deals based on interest or riba. So many wrong things happen in the marketplaces. Therefore, the masajid are the best places on this earth. Although sometimes wrong things can happen in the mosque. For example, somebody comes and steals a pair of shoes. And even sometimes Awliya Allah will walk in a bazaar, in a marketplace. So this does not mean that the mosque becomes bad because one incident happened, or this does not mean that the marketplace have become a very holy place because a wali of Allah walked from there, or pious alim e deen walked from there. So this is in the general condition, because most of the time wrong things happen in the marketplace, and most of the time good and pious and holy things happen in the masjid. Therefore, it is said that you should be amongst those people whose bodies are in the marketplaces but their hearts are in the masjid. You should not be amongst those people whose bodies are in the masjid and hearts are in the marketplace. Therefore, it is a good habit that we should stay in the masjid maximum time. We should love the masjid. And inshallah azza wa jal, on this topic we will discuss few more ahadith in our next silsila. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for masjid, grant us the love for his house, and he gives us the tawfiq to make ibadat in the masjid and spend maximum time in the masjid. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.